Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from the Oklahoma Farm Report. Did you know of the 51% of consumers that have concerns about beef production, their greatest concern is animal welfare? Raised with Respect is a campaign brought to you by Sysco and the Certified Angus Beef Program to highlight the shared commitment of cattle care by farmers and ranchers and the entire beef community through encouraging beef quality assurance certification. You have a rare opportunity to attend a special BQA workshop hosted by CAB and Sysco Friday, June 28th in Woodward, Oklahoma at the Woodward Livestock Auction. Registration begins at 1 p.m. and the program will start at 1:30. Experts from OSU will take you through interactive training, a market update, meat cutting demonstration, and of course, a certified Angus beef dinner. There'll also be great giveaways. To learn more, visit cabcattle.com. That's cabcattle.com.
Well, Oklahoma wheat harvest running ahead of schedule with close to 90% of the state complete with harvest. Our own Ron Hayes had the opportunity to visit with Oklahoma Wheat Commission's Mike Schulte to talk about an overview of this year's hard red winter wheat harvest in Oklahoma.
You know, we were probably 2 weeks ahead of schedule, really, from what we normally are. And so producers were starting, 7 to 8 days in southwest Oklahoma, but before Memorial Day weekend, and we'd get in the field. And then, of course, the rains came. And so that first week and a half, I'd say, was a real challenge for producers in southwest Oklahoma, as well as central Oklahoma, once the wheat was ready, of having to wait to get into the fields. But in many instances, we were very fortunate in our part of the world. For the most part, the crop held up really well, even with the rains. And even in southwest Oklahoma, where they had more challenges towards the end, they were able to get a lot of the crop out. And so we did have those high qualities that are really going to help us out on our overall averages for the quality when we go to market this crop. Still harvesting in parts of northern Oklahoma, northeast Oklahoma, but have made really great progress up in those areas this week. And then probably finishing up on the dry land wheat harvest in the panhandle, which is actually doing better in some of those regions out there than what was anticipated. I look for producers probably today and tomorrow to get started on the irrigated wheat production. So we'll have a better idea just of how that is going to look as we move forward.
Talking with elevator managers and individual producers, Schulte said most are saying with the help of some rains in April and May, crop yield is better than expected.
We were really concerned going into April because really from March until the beginning of May, we just didn't have moisture at that peak time that we needed for the crop. And in many instances, I think there are areas in the fields where the crop did burn up and where we didn't have the yields maybe in specific parts. We did get rain towards the end of April, beginning of May. And so we thought in instances where it might have been too late, I really think it was the one thing that saved us. And somehow I think just because of the genetics that we have in the plants today, it still reacted even that at that later part in the stage. And it was really surprising just how well the crop did overall in the state. So, you know, I'm hearing a lot of yields in the mid-40s to mid-50s, really from southern Oklahoma up into northern Oklahoma. There are those instances few and far between where we have some really intensive management producers that have tried to push the yield envelope with the inputs of the crop. And so in those areas, it wasn't uncommon maybe to have some 70 and 80 bushel yields. I had heard some as high as 90, maybe even 110. Again, those are few and far between instances where, you know, they really put the inputs to the crop.
To hear the complete conversation with Oklahoma Wheat Commission's Mike Schulte, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP, an important tool for producers. Clay Bertram at Farm Data Services tells us more.
Now is the time, between now and June 30th, to get that application signed with that agent that you want to do business with for this next year. So we're taking applications for the 2025 LRP crop year. But remember, that change date is June 30th, the end of this month, to get that new application on file with the agent that you choose to do business with.
To learn more about LRP, contact Clay Bertram at Farm Data Services or the Apache Farmers Co-op. They are an equal opportunity lender. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.